This is the Technical Difficulties, and we've all been on adventures. None of us know what the others have been up to, and for the start of this run, it is Matt.
We did a really good job of not interrupting him then, didn't we?
I mean, apart from Gary's jowl wobble that he did halfway through to try and throw me off.
Yes.
Should we have a replay of the jowl wobble in slow motion?
Wait, slow-mo that.
Yeah. Matt, you're kicking us off this season. What have you been up to?
I just wanted to give myself a bit more of a challenge.
Oh, here we go. Here we go.
Can you guess what I'm going to do?
He's going to... Sorry, I had several jokes about good wood there.
That's not a challenge for Matthew.
Pause. Guess.
Okay. You're going to go drifting. I'll take the obvious thing and get the QI klaxons going off behind me. You're going to learn drifting.
Not at Goodwood.
I don't know. Me and motorsports do not go.
Peasant. I think you're going to go curveball and do the 1930s hill climb that's there.
In a car or just himself?
To be honest, I've got no chance of being right. I just wanted to look smart by knowing that about
Goodwood. Milk float. Charging up at the bottom, all the way up the hill, and then all the way back down again.
Goodwood Hill climb's not twisty.
Oh, is it not?
No, it's just a...
You're quite close, though, actually.
Ah. In a milk float or with the hill climb?
None of it.
Okay, so it's Goodwood, or Goodwood, as they've decided to represent it. Are you doing, like, 1950s car driving or classic car driving? Because it's the whole Goodwood revival thing, isn't it?
Gary, just going for the answer, you nerd.
No, I just...
Nerd.
Let's see which one of you is right.
It's probably safe to say you got that wrong. I'm at Goodwood Aerodrome and I'm at Elite Helicopter, where I'm not only going to learn to fly a helicopter, I'm going to try and hover it, which normally takes hours, so wish me luck.
Yeah, we're going to wish you luck.
Wow. Right, this is brilliant, and also a classic case of one knocked off my list, because on my list I have the words, "Hey, I'm in a helicopter." So.
That's more Noel Edmonds, that. Why I am in a helicopter is full Edmonds. Learning to hover it, that's...
I once saw a TV programme and I'm now going to copy a segment from it. There was, "So you think you could be an astronaut?"
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
And they had a load of people who were trying to be astronauts. It was presented by Chris Hadfield, obviously. Uh-huh. And they just chucked them in a helicopter. It was, "You've got 15 minutes. Hover it. Go."
Mm, wow.
And whoever did worse was kicked out.
All right.
I thought, I want to do that one day. And now you've given me the opportunity. I had a little bit longer than 15 minutes.
All right.
But I've never flown a... I've flown a plane a couple of times.
Yes.
I've done a few hours flying a plane, but they are completely different.
Yeah, you'll have learned, like, the skill of, like, small adjustments, subtle things like that. But, yeah, you've got, like, a cyclic stick and a...
So, luckily, I had an instructor to show me what all of the things were.
I am inside Elite Helicopter at Goodwood Aerodrome, and I am with...
My name's Kim, and I'm an instructor here at Elite, and I'm going to teach Matt how to fly a helicopter, particularly how to hover it. We don't have very long. Most people probably take a good 4 or 5 hours of pretty continuous practice before they develop the muscle memory and your sense of balance that you're able to hold a relatively steady hover, but we'll see how we get on today.
Yeah, I don't have that long at all, but let's try it. I like a challenge.
Kim's face is one of a man who is like, this is going to be bullshit. But damn it, they've paid me, we're having a go. Yeah.
Right. How many hours did the budget stretch to, Matt?
One.
Okay.
One fifth of the time. Most people need 4 or 5 hours.
When I got there, it was like, yeah, so for a normal trial lesson, we'll go up, we'll go for a tour around the local area. I'm like, no, I just want to hover it.
And through the magic of... doing this for a video thing. Fine. That's non-standard, so but you've got a camera.
You didn't go up and, like, have a fly around in the helicopter at all?
Well, we had a little one.
Oh, good.
Right.
The size of this thing compared to the size of me. It's going to be a tight squeeze. But I'm going to fly that.
You're bigger than the helicopter. You're bigger than the helicopter.
Are you going to sit in the back? Lean forward.
Just have to take the front seats out. And
that's the thing. You see me in a car. I basically have to sit in the back anyway.
You do.
Is that a 2-seater or a 4-seater?
That is a 4-seater Robinson R44.
Are they good?
Best helicopter Matt's ever flown.
As I understand it, they're known as kind of reliable ones, those are. Those are sort of the ones that will just work for years and years and you can fix them with a spanner and a spare part.
I never want to fly in an unreliable helicopter, Tom.
That's true.
I never want to get in a helicopter that has any track record of any bits falling off.
Never fly in a helicopter.
Yeah, I was going to say, I've got bad news for you, Gary.
Let's talk about the pedals first of all. Put your feet on the pedals.
Mm-hmm. You know how the briefers go around and hold the GoPro?
Yep.
I may have cheated
That's
somewhat.
Okay. That's okay.
I may own lots of equipment.
Yeah, in this case, I think having the camera pointed the other way was probably a good call. Rather than trying to fly with one hand on the stick, one hand on the column, and one hand on the GoPro. That probably wasn't a great...
Push the left pedal and the right pedal. You can wiggle them fairly aggressively if you need to and so on. Just use what you need to. In the hover... You'll probably find you need about that much left pedal there in the hover.
So slightly off to the left.
Around about that much. Okay.
Shall I explain something here?
Yes. Yeah.
So, helicopter.
At your hand.
Goes up and down. Yeah. It can do that. It can do that.
Yeah.
And then it also does that.
Oh.
Because it's got a spinny thing on the top.
Yes.
Gyroscopic bullshit means that the helicopter wants to spin the other way.
Right, yeah.
It wants to counteract that spin. Planes, if you let go of all the controls, just kind of sit there and float and glide. Helicopters, if you let go of all the controls, spin wildly.
Interesting. Okay.
So you have to use the pedals to stop yourself spinning.
This is a very silly form of transport.
Yes. So the pedals choose how much yaw you do, so spinning about that axis.
Unlike a helicopter from the Deep South, which has yaw controls.
Chris just gave up on that one. That was...
I could just see it coming. It walked into the room about 10 minutes ago and sat on a chair in the corner. Gary?
Left hand on the lever now. If you put your hand on the lever.
That's out of the way.
Down here, pull the lever up. Makes us go up, push it down. It goes down. This aircraft's got power steering on, so at the moment things are going to be very, very stiff without the blades going around. But in the hover, it's going to be about here to go up. You probably want to raise the lever like that and down like that. It's barely noticeable. Don't grip it too tightly because you'll feel the throttle twisting in your hand there. And there's a couple of switches on the end here. We don't want to knock either as well. So.
Can I just pause to say everyone except Chris giggled when he said stiff?
Yes.
Was it stiff in the helicopter, Matt?
It was stiff in the helicopter, especially when I grabbed hold of it.
It's an exciting time.
The lever in my left hand basically makes you go up or go down.
Okay.
The way it does that is because the propellers on the twirly thing.
Yeah.
It makes them twist, so they take a bigger bite out of the air, so there's more pressure.
Oh. So the stick is uppy downy.
Yeah.
Right.
And as you pull it up, the propellers all round the helicopter do that. And because they take more of a bite out the air, it's more pressure going down.
So, I feel like I should have known how a helicopter works.
I had no idea that's what your helicopter did.
Helicopters are really confusing. Yeah. This is why it normally takes 5 hours to do this.
Yeah.
Now, because it takes more of a bite out the air, it's more resistance, which means the rest of the helicopter wants to spin the other way more.
So you have to compensate with the pedals.
Everything in a helicopter, when you touch one thing, you have to touch another thing to compensate.
You see, even that lever down there, I've been going, that's me handbrake.
Yeah.
If you do it enough, it is.
So this is what we're moving, this stick here. If you hold the stick as lightly as you can, forwards, backwards, left and right.
Yeah.
This movement does absolutely nothing.
Other than maybe get you in the balls.
Yeah, so... To go left, remember, try and push the stick to the left and to the right. Try not to drive it like a car. Lots of people, to go left, go like that, and nothing happens when they're going up. So just hold it as lightly as you can. And when I say, right, I've got control, just let go and I'll take this. And then I say, right, you've got control, I'll give you control down here.
Why does it do that wobbly then?
Okay, so ye olde planes have a joystick and you do that with it. Rather than having two joysticks that are in sync with it, there's one in the middle... Yeah. And just an extendy arm, so either of us can use it.
But why does it do that?
Because when I'm using it, his moves out of the way and goes in the air, so it doesn't hit him in the balls.
But it's just, they've inbuilt a thing there. That, again, you talk about muscle memory, is going to make you do it. like, go left. If they just made it not do that.
Are we going to need a Kim gets hit in the balls counter on this? Because I just feel like...
Let's see.
I reckon he's got a cricket box on.
There's a trigger on the front here.
That's for the machine guns.
Not for guns and missiles or anything. That's the radio guns. Trigger.
Oh! Claxons.
So try and avoid hitting that. And the same with the buttons up here. This turns the power steering on and off. And these are for the radios and things like that. And please remember, low pushy pushovers prohibited. Low G pushovers prohibited.
Don't shove
so
it.
Don't stuff it forwards and so on. So just be super, super gentle with it.
Yeah.
Okay. That's it. Okay.
Great.
And that's all there is to it.
Don't do this. Don't do this. Do this, something bad happens. Don't touch the things on the back that look like guns and go because it won't do anything, but you crack on.
We had 1 hour.
And by the way, do anything wrong, you might kill either me or you or both of us.
He's obviously had many, many, many hours, so he's very relaxed with anyone flying a helicopter. And the only way you can learn a helicopter is by accidentally flying it sideways. In the briefing beforehand, he said, when it gets away from you, just carry on trying. You're going to feel like everything's going terrible. Just keep going. Mm. When it is terrible, I'll grab it off.
Okay.
Right. Brilliant.
Because obviously he knows better.
Yeah. You're basically trying to balance a thing. You're basically holding a plate.
It is all spinning plates.
Yep.
Three of them. One with one hand, one with another hand, and one with your feet.
And then you have to tap your head and rub your tummy.
Yeah.
He says, tapping his head and rubbing his tummy to show he can do it.
Yeah.
Master battery on. We'll put the strobe on. Let everybody around here know that we're about to start up.
Puts the strobe on.
Let everybody know around here that this is about to happen so they can leave.
Wow, you can feel the power of the whole thing shaking.
Yeah. Now we just need to turn the radio to Ride of the Valkyries.
Right, follow me on the controls, but don't resist anything that I do, Matt.
This feels very dangerous now.
So you're going for takeoff now. You're about to just go up into the sky and control a helicopter. Ooh.
I don't like this.
I do.
Can you get a contact terror?
It would seem so.
You've just described a horror movie there.
Yeah.
The thing I've always heard is that a plane works with the air and aerodynamics to stay up, and a helicopter beats the shit out of it.
So my first thing is I'm going to choose something to aim at in front of us.
Okay.
I'm going to aim at the right-hand edge of those distant trees.
Surely you want to aim slightly above those trees.
Yeah, I'd like that, just...
Checking my gauges that everything's normal, nothing's doing anything weird. And I'm going to put in a little bit of left pedal already.
Oh, yes, I can feel it's moving.
Because I know that we're going to want to spin to the right, so on.
I can feel it trying.
Very, very gently, looking out the front. Okay. Okay. Okay, and I need a little bit of left stick.
Yes, because it's
not too much. There you go. Good. Okay.
I realise you're not in control, but you've got your hands on the stick as it takes off.
Yeah, I'm holding all the controls that he's holding, and I can feel them move underneath me.
This is the left pedal. This is the right pedal.
And I can feel you pressing that left. Yep. Right is the way it wants to go, left is the way it doesn't.
But we've got a pretty healthy wind out there in front of us.
Yeah.
Okay. So that's definitely helping us keep straight.
Yeah.
The pedals, we don't have to work quite so hard on the pedals, right? I'm going to give you the pedals in a second.
Okay.
And just keep us pointing at that steeple. You have control of the pedals now.
I have control of the pedals.
Good. Well done. Very good.
Oh, wow. Yeah, you can tell that. Difference in pressure you need on both of them, that is.
Okay, so the wind now is right on our right-hand side and it's wanting to spin us round to the right.
A bit off, ooh. I've got them the wrong way around.
Don't give up.
No, I just got confused about which pedal does what.
Okay.
You push the way you want to go.
Yep. Right, when you're ready, slowly bring us back round to the steeple. You can feel it wants to go that way anyway.
That's the thing, this would be a lot easier if it was steady pressure in both directions, but
no, you're having to.
It's not only that it's different left and different right, it's also it varies with the wind and where you're pointing.
Yeah.
The thing with the pedals is when you're hovering, it just wants to spin.
Yeah.
When you're flying forwards, the helicopter's got a tail on the back of it, and the wind going past the tail wants it to stay straight.
Right. So if you're facing a headwind anyway,
that's going to help try and keep you straight because it's blowing against it like a weather vane. So that's helping a little bit.
Until you turn, at
turn
which
very
point...
slightly, it starts shoving you around. Yeah.
How do you know where the wind is?
You'll feel it.
you can see it in the grass.
Yeah.
A bit.
What? No. But, all right. So when you're a little bit above the ground, there, you can look at the grass, you can look at the trees, whatever else. When you're way up in the air, how do you know where the wind currents are? Is there a meter on there that's telling you or anything?
The way of telling if you're flying straight forwards, or at least into the wind, is there's a little bit of string behind the compass on the windscreen.
Yep.
And it just flops slightly to the right, or flops
you're
slightly to the left.
Actual string.
Yeah.
String.
Yeah.
The bloody army and the navy use these things.
Yes. You know what they've got?
String?
Yeah.
Military string.
But more expensive string that's been ordered from a military supplier.
I've got the pedals, Matt.
You have control.
Keep your feet on them, but don't resist anything that I do. Now put your left hand down on the lever for the height. Next.
Yep.
Okay. Right, so follow me on the lever. So I'm going to raise the lever now. Up we go.
Wow.
Stop raising the lever, and we stop going up. To come down again, I put the lever down, but I don't want to hit the ground. I want to find a happy medium, so I'm going to then raise the lever just a tiny bit and just sort of find a happy medium where we're not going up and down. In a second, I'm going to give you the lever. Just keep us at this height above the ground.
Okay?
So follow me through on the lever, and you have control of the lever.
I have control of the lever.
Good. That's it. Good. Good, I can feel you working the lever already. Yeah, but it is wanting to go up and down, so that's very good movement. Okay.
I can't tell if I'm actually affecting it here.
Yeah,
or
you
if
are, because we're holding a fairly steady height, okay?
I cannot overestimate how little pressure you need on that lever. It's quite a stiff lever. But if you were standing on one leg in no wind next to a banister... And you just kind of need to very lightly touch the banister to stop yourself moving. That's the amount of pressure you'd need. So if you hold your arm out, that is enough for it to start going up. And that is enough for it to start going down.
Do that again. Nice.
It's just very light.
Yeah.
Suggestions.
A suggestion?
Good.
I don't want to use any transport that has to be suggested to and can answer back by the sound of it.
Yes.
Would you mind awfully going up a little bit?
We shall see.
Keep working on the lever, but in a second, I'm going to give you back the pedals. When I give you back the pedals, focus your attention on the pedals, okay? Try not to use the lever too much.
Okay.
Keep us pointing at the steeple at this height. So I'm going to give you the back, the pedals as well. Now you have control of the pedals and the lever.
Both.
Good. I think you've done this before, Matt.
I have never controlled a helicopter before.
I think you're lying through your teeth at me. This is very, very good. Very, very good.
Okay. I'll take that.
Keep this height and now point at our white plane on the left, but keep this height.
Oh, down a bit.
Very good.
Yay! I'm going up and down a bit.
Excellent job. And now point again at our orange nose aeroplane on the left here.
Oh, I can feel the throttle doing its thing.
Yep.
Oh, we've gone a bit far.
Gently, so don't give up. Don't give up.
I'm fighting.
Okay. Don't give up. Work it, baby, work it.
No.
You see, when we just start spinning, he's just sat there, not caring.
Yeah. Blimey. We're only like halfway through this, and we're all nervous here. Well, two of us are nervous, and how are you feeling, Chris?
I'm just interested.
Right hand on the stick, and you can assume the position with everything. temperatures and pressures are nicely in the green, so I'm going to push forward, accelerate over the ground until we're going quite fast, almost at sort of 45 knots on the airspeed. So if you look at the airspeed, we're still bombing along here. Now I'm going to climb.
Oh, cool.
Okay?
Oh, my God.
Bit of a crosswind. So, right, remember what happens on the ground if you took your feet off the pedals when we were hovering?
Oh, right. Yeah, we spin, yeah.
Okay, take your feet off the pedals now.
My feet are off.
Okay, I'll take mine off.
Oh, wow.
But now the tail fin is doing the work.
A lot, yeah.
Right, rather than the tail rotor. Okay, I'm going to turn right here, Matt, by gently pushing the stick to the right. Ooh. Like that. Okay.
You know what I said about feeling any G's? I go, yeah.
And I'm going to aim for that white marquee structure, which is Butlin's.
Is that Bognor?
Bognor. Okay.
I've got a friend who lives in Bognor Regis. I did tell him I might be buzzing him at some
point.
Good. I'm sorry, we're going to aim at Butlin's.
Come on! You know I told you the trigger does nothing. Well.
It plays Flight of the Valkyries on massive speakers on the outside.
Meanwhile, Stephen Mulhern's back doing his red coat duty there. Like, not again! Mulhern!
I'm going to give you control. And just keep us going in this direction. Keep that horizon in that position. You've got control.
I have control.
Good. Yeah, you've definitely flown before. That's fine. That's very good. Very relaxed. You can talk, though.
I can't.
Yeah, you can.
I was going to say, I know that face. He's not relaxed.
Probably on camera, you can't even see me moving.
You won't see the movement, I shouldn't think. No, very, very gentle. Okay, now look out to the right. You just see the right-hand edge of the Isle of Wight down there. So let's aim at that. So good look round to the right. Nobody else
can't
around
see
there.
Anyone.
Good. If you see any other aircraft,
I will
do let me know. Just pull back a little bit.
I was just about to ask if I should do that.
Just pull back a little bit because the nose is just dropping touch just a tiny bit. And then point at the end of the Isle of Wight. Very good. Yeah, you've definitely flown before. Or you've been playing on your flight simulator.
I have played flight simulators since I was tiny.
That's helped you a lot.
When your parents tell you, stop playing that computer game, it'll never do you any good. It did me some good.
Oh, I am grabbing. I may only be using two fingers, but I've been grabbing that very tightly.
But you seem very relaxed. I'm not doing anything with the lever.
Oh, wow.
My feet are on the floor. So you are just doing stuff with the stick.
I'm flying a helicopter.
Yeah, very, very gentle. No big sudden movements or anything. Wunderbar.
I flew a helicopter.
You flew a helicopter.
There's a bit where his hands, he's just sat there like that and he's looking out the window. Brilliant. Having been in it for 20 minutes.
What?
Okay, Matt. Right, our height's good. Yeah. We're at 1,500 feet. Area below, lots of places to go if the engine really does stop.
Yeah.
Okay, we're all strapped in, no loose objects. And I'm going to take control now. And I'm just
you have
do
control.
A turn. I've got control. I'm going to do a turn just to double check that we've got no planes around. And then we're going to do an auto-rotation.
Auto-rotation is when the engine turns off. And like when you stop pedaling on the bike, your wheel keeps going. The propellers keep going. But because the rotors are still going around, even though the engine has stopped, you've still got lift.
I have one question. Why? Why? You have a perfectly good engine that's keeping those things going. Why he stopped them?
Because you've got to practice for what happens if it does.
Yeah, but you got him there. You got him there. He can handle that bit. You don't need to be there.
But he is demonstrating this bit to me because it's really cool.
No. Yeah.
Because I know it's physics. I know it's gyroscopy stuff. When the engine turns off, the rotor keeps spinning. You start going down a bit more than you did before, but you have full control of it and you can glide it down and land it.
But I'm looking so nervous because, I mean, I got used to roller coasters now, but I know that you do not like
I don't props. Like the feeling of falling.
And you're about to turn off a perfectly good engine in a perfectly good helicopter.
But what are you going to land on? You got crappy fields.
Oh, no, you turn the engine back on.
It just turns it back on again. It's just...
He's just belly showing off.
Yeah, absolutely, yes.
As opposed to when we put a camera in front of you and you're very calm and collected.
So when the auto-rotation... No, but when we turn the engine off, do we feel it drop?
You'll feel... What I need to do...
But we need
is
forward
I need
motion,
to keep the rotor RPM up here. So I need to do two things. One thing I need to do is flatten the blades because if I keep the pitch on, they'll just slow down really quickly. So I lower the lever.
Yeah.
But I also need to cause the blades to bend.
Right.
Okay. And by causing them to bend, the centre of gravity of the blades moves inwards, just like an ice skater on the ice, bending her arms upwards.
Ah.
And then she speeds up.
Yeah.
So in order to get the blades to bend, I apply some G by pulling back on the stick.
Right.
And that will cause the blades to come back up. Okay.
I'm fully expecting to make lots of noises when you do this.
Okay. No, it'll be not very dramatic, and we're going to go into this field down below us. So we're in the cruise. We're in the cruise nicely at sort of 2,000 odd feet, something like that. And I'm going to close the throttle, or lower the lever and close the throttle.
Yeah.
So 3, 2, 1. In we go.
Okay.
And you can now see that the engine revs have dropped off.
Oh, wow, that's
and the rotor
nothing.
Revs are right up there. Okay, and I'm just keeping the RPM at about...
This is the auto-rotation?
Yeah, we're in a proper
wow.
auto-rotation. I'm going to turn towards the field that I want to go to. Okay?
You barely feel it.
Yeah, there
this
we go.
Cool,
then
like
we can get to the field that I want to go to. We're a long way clear of everything. And then to recover, I'm just going to pull back a little bit, open the throttle.
Oh, cool. Oh, can we do that again?
The way, yep.
Without me being scared this time.
So that's the thing. When he took it, when I went, is this the auto rotation? I didn't feel anything.
Yeah.
We were just still flying. It was just quieter because the engine was off.
That feeling.
None of it.
It's just fear.
No.
It's just fear.
No.
It just wasn't there.
It wasn't there because we didn't drop. The rotors kept spinning.
Okay.
Nothing happened.
Right.
There was no
because there's no sudden and dramatic change in rotor speed.
No.
There's a gradual diminishing.
Yes.
Yeah.
You've flown a helicopter, you've auto-rotated, the one thing left is to try and hover the thing, which I assume is the very last thing you're going to try and do.
Yeah. Because he didn't show me the stick while we were on the ground.
Yep.
Because that can make you do that a bit, so it's easy to... practice that up in the air when you're not about to hit anything.
Good luck. I mean, you know how this ends.
Or do I? Maybe I was unconscious by the end of it.
So follow me through on the stick, and I'm going to give you control of the stick. Now, you have control.
I have control of the stick.
That's it. Work harder, get it. That's it. As soon as it begins to go, you're there. You're now hovering. Work. Don't give up.
Oh, I feel it going.
Keep working.
I am.
My hand's well clear of the sort of is shadowing it, but I haven't touched it. That's it. Well done. Keep working.
Mate.
God, crikey.
Come on, Matt.
You can see it's a wrestling match, can't you?
Keep working, but what I want you to do now is put fewer movements in, Matt.
Okay.
Slow the movements down. So rather than multiple small movements, put in one long, or multiple short movements, put in one longer movement. That's it. But keep it in nice, get the movement in nice and early. So as the nose comes down, pull back a bit to start, and then it will want to go up, so you've got to pull back a bit and then push forwards as it starts coming up again. Very good, this is really good.
Oh, I...
Okay, let me have it for a second, give you a bit of a break.
Thank you.
Very, very good.
Was that all me then?
Yeah, honestly. Except I'm obviously doing lever and pedals,
but
the stick is... Well, you'll see when you look back on the video, you'll see how that I'm really not doing... I'm honestly not doing anything. I've got my hand around the stick allowing you to move it, but I'm not touching it. Fixed wing and the flight sim will have helped you a lot. But even so, you're doing very well.
Being a geeky child has its advantages.
Yeah, I wouldn't necessarily expect people to be on the stick and the pedals in a 44 after after that short space of time,
wow.
etc. So
that was absolutely amazing.
Okay.
Thank you.
You did very, very well. Very well.
Yay! Incredible.
Absolutely amazing.
And I just have to thank Microsoft Flight Simulator 1998.
A flew helicopter!
Brilliant.